Happy Saturday afternoon, everybody. This is Michelle from Pennsylvania. I'm just checking in, and I thought I would share my adventures with blood donation, which sounds a little bit gory, but it's really, really not. I had decided that, well, actually, what I really wanted to know was my blood type, but I decided that it would be a good idea to donate blood anyway, because there's always a need for it. So I made an appointment to go in yesterday afternoon, and as the physician assistant was taking my vitals, she noticed that my pulse was a little bit too fast to donate for yesterday, so she gave me a temporary deferral. She said I could come back, you know, the next day or sometime next week, and this is pretty common, so I made an appointment to come back this morning. Actually, I made an appointment for 11:30 this morning, and I went in, and a different physician's assistant was taking my vitals, and once again, my pulse was a little bit too high, but she said, you know, she was just going to go over my medical history with me anyway and then take my pulse again, you know, because it was only maybe 2 beats a minute higher than it needed to be. So she was, you know, asking me all sorts of questions about where I traveled and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And she got to one particular question that I don't know why it made me stumble. It made me stumble a little bit yesterday, too. The question was, between 1980 and 1996, have you spent 3 or more months living in the UK? And this morning, I kind of said, well, is the UK, do you include Ireland in that? Well, she said, you know, anywhere in Europe, really. I thought, well, there's kind of a big difference between anywhere in Europe and, you know, one very small particular part of Northern Europe. So I said, well, I wasn't sure if you were including Ireland in that, but I did actually live in Germany for a year when I was a kid. She said, hold on a second. She ran off and brought back this big book of, you know, extraneous information. And she said, oh, you know what? There's a whole list of other countries that would disqualify, you from donating blood or platelets. And apparently Germany was on that list, and there were a whole bunch of other countries, and I don't know what other countries were on there. Clearly the UK. I don't know if Ireland's in that country, or in that list of countries, but I am in fact on indefinite deferral. I cannot give blood or donate platelets for goodness knows how long, which I'm kind of disappointed about. But I guess, you know, that's how things go. The lady was very, very apologetic, and obviously it's not her fault, and obviously it's not my fault either, but such is life. I hope you all have a good weekend. Bye-bye.